Gwen and Chris going into hour number two, two of 3 hours today. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, all together in the Bill Howe Studios. We know how. Padres day off. Twins coming in for a three-game series starting tomorrow. Something that I found out on the roundtable today angered one Stephen Woods.
That the Twins were playing here?
Not happy that there's interleague play this late in the season. And we didn't get into this with him, Tony, but I believe he's got two people to support him, and you and I. Baseball, with this whole desperate need to play every single team interleague, gets you a Twins matchup here at the end of August instead of maybe a division matchup,
and next Friday,
which would be a lot more fun.
Next Friday, you get the Rays, and then the Friday after that is the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's fun to play the Yankees. I get it, but if you play the Yankees, you also have to play the Royals and all the other cruddy teams.
Right.
So stop doing that and let us play the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks more, because I think that's what we want.
I'll take that. Personally, I don't need to go to the East Coast six times.
Right, you can't wait. Yeah, you get one more.
Tony's got a different reason for it.
I'm so excited one more next week because I know Tampa Bay's next week. But, yeah, the Twins are coming in, and so be it. All right, I had a couple of good questions for Tony as part of today's Daily Gambit, talking about a couple of baseball stories that we haven't had a chance to discuss.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We haven't done this in quite a while, so. Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, wait, is there a cough button here?
Yes, there might be. It's called on and off.
Let me try it.
It's the one right above. The,
yeah, it worked. It worked. I didn't know it actually worked. But
yeah, it actually says it's lit up, too.
Oh, it says cough?
Cough. Yeah, and I'd never taken advantage of it before. I know what this is for, but if that says cough for when you cough, this one says dump.
Ooh, what do you think that means? You could just like run to the bathroom or something?
That's what I was thinking.
Good. There's dude wipes in there for you.
We already discussed that.
Yeah. Anyway, you said you had some stuff.
Yeah, let's get into this segment here.
Let's get into some stuff.
First is Yankees are at Baltimore. Yankees are favored by 1.5. We'll get to our picks in a moment. But did everybody see the fly ball that Pete Alonso hit yesterday over the foul pole in left field?
And we're going to talk about it in the Big Five.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. But yes, we did.
Don't want to steal your thunder. I don't mean to.
I'm telling you, I'll fight to the death because there's not much out there today. So I'm going to hold on to my topics.
Well, you'll have to wait an hour and a half to find out what we think of that.
Ahead and talk about it.
No, I'm just. I didn't.
We should talk about it. 5 o'clock is a long. 4:30 is a long.
I think we could talk about it both times.
We might be able to.
We'll come back to it.
Yeah, yeah. Go for it. Go for it, guys. Chris, what did you think?
I thought it was a fair ball. It just looked fair.
Is there really any question, honestly? Like,
right?
In what world is it foul?
Like, I don't know.
Okay, I don't either.
That's what I don't get. Like, everybody wants to change, and you need a light zoomed up to the sky, and you need this technology. No, it was to this side of the pole. It really wasn't that as much of a discussion,
really
I didn't think.
Seems straightforward. Yes, I want the technology. Yes, give me the into the beams of the galaxy. Give it to me all. But
it's not necessary if the umpires could see something.
I'm sorry. I'm just struggling to see.
What did
they not review?
Yes, they reviewed.
That's
and
what
they
I
couldn't.
Thought.
Did you hear the rule? There's a rule on reviewing this. The rule is there has to be two angles that show it as a fair ball.
Are you kidding me?
And so what happened was they found one that showed it was a fair ball.
So you know what?
But since they didn't find a second, they couldn't overturn
Major League
a call
Baseball.
That they know was wrong.
You need to install cameras
every
stadium
goodness.
That has these views that you say in the rule book that you need.
Because I remember them, I think There was a Ty France, maybe, when they were in Mexico, they had to review that, and there were no...
Because those foul pulls
were
tiny.
That's pretty crazy.
It's just ridiculous.
They took a home run away from him.
They took the game away from them.
It would have been a one-run lead for them.
The Orioles are a half game out of the final playoff spot because of that ruling.
They were. They're now a game and a half.
That's
you are
going
to tell me that there was an angle that showed it was fair, but since there wasn't a second angle, they couldn't do it.
That's crazy.
Sorry,
is that the dumbest rule maybe ever?
Who are they playing against?
Boston? No.
Yankees get the win.
Oh, okay.
Yankees end up scoring two in the ninth to win.
It could be the league offices wanting the Yankees to make the playoffs. Because it's like that one time that they determined the Chiefs won on a false start.
They also told us that a foul ball was fair earlier this year, too. We all clearly saw it on the foul side of the line, but you know.
And then they tried to back up the umpires. No. All right.
Our lying
enough
eyes.
On that one. I don't know what's left now to say in the Big Five. Sorry, Scrape, but I just don't understand how they couldn't turn that around when they saw it clearly be fair.
I'm going to ask something about Pete Alonso instead.
All right, that's good. All right, for that reason, I'll pick Baltimore. The karma's got to give them the win tonight.
Yeah, give me B more. Well, they already played, didn't they?
No, it's tonight. It's
3:30?
Yeah, so it's only 3:06.
Okay. I knew it was early.
It's an early game, but not that early.
Early for us here.
All right, so Baltimore, Scrib, what do you want? You don't want to get Aaron Boone mad at you. You might want to vote for the Yankees. Pick the Yankees.
I'm going to go Yankees.
Yankees. Yankees are still five back at Tampa Bay, by the way. Don't watch the East much, but Tampa Bay is holding that lead. Angels play at Houston tonight. And Washington Nationals play in Texas. The Astros-Angels game is favored to score one more run.
Angels-Houston game?
Right. Total runs for that game versus the Washington-Texas game. A little confusing which game is going to score the most runs, basically. Scraby?
Washington-Texas.
Washington-Texas, Tony says.
Washington. I'm going to go Angels and Houston.
Angels-Houston.
Ain't no way.
The Angels.
You know what I saw yesterday? Do you guys remember when the Padres played the Angels earlier this year?
Yeah.
They faced Soriano. They faced the lefty.
And Denver's?
I think Denver's got scratched. But they ended up facing that Oswalt kid that was throwing the turbo sinker. He's having a terrific year. It was like his first start.
For the Angels?
It was his first start of the year. And I remember thinking, like, dang, who's this guy?
Not helping him a whole lot.
And then he went out and shoved against the Padres, too. And he's...
I'm going to take the Angel game to be more higher scoring. Yordan Alvarez, 3.5 runs, hits, RBIs in that game. Over, under. Tony's first. 3.5. Runs plus hits plus ribbies.
Runs plus hits plus ribbies.
He's got to get 4 to win, or 3 will be obviously bet under.
Under.
Under, Tony says. I say it's the Angels. Alvarez goes over. It's great.
By the way, I was just reminded that play with the foul ball, fair ball thing, where they called it a fair ball when it was foul, ended Mason Miller's scoreless streak.
I was mad for, I'm still mad, actually. That was in April.
I'm going to go over, by the way.
I'm going to change my vote to over, too. I see who's pitching for the Angels today.
Over.
Who's pitching for the Angels today?
Grayson Rodriguez is going to start it.
7.17 ERA.
Oh, boy.
Well, if the Padres... No, I won't go there. I'm not going to put negative stuff in the air.
Yeah, it's unnecessary.
Yeah.
We're not even talking about them right now.
You didn't pick yet, Scrape.
I said over.
Oh, you did. All right. Let's get to the real important stuff of the night.
Kikuchi was the other guy.
Kikuchi. There it is.
Kikuchi.
I just like saying that name.
The Angels are locked in a death struggle with the A's for...
Got lots of fun sounds.
Last place. What does matter? That Angel organization is not good. Like, the Athletics at least have an excuse. They're still kind of moving, and they're playing in a minor league ballpark. The Rockies have Dick Monfort. I guess the Angels have Artie Moreno. That's their excuse.
I mean, at least the Angels finally committed to doing something.
Trying the new thing.
They've been hanging on to people. Like, we might actually be good.
But they still have Trout.
Well, I mean,
Trout.
That's because they can't trade.
Well, remember, their fans don't actually want to win. They just want a good game experience.
That's what Artie told us. Yeah, that's what
Artie told us. He said they don't care about wins.
He said the survey said that they didn't actually care about winning.
They just cared about the ballpark experience.
I used to go to the Big A as a high school kid, and when I got my license, I liked to drive down there. And I tell you, the nachos and jalapeno cheese sauce made the whole trip. Didn't care if they won the game. So,
made
he's right. Made
the
whole trip. Let's get to important stuff tonight. Oh, but I had one other question in the Washington game. C.J. Abrams moved to second base without even asking him, Tony. First of all, you know, to me, part of it is you do as you're told. But secondly, in this day and age, you got a star young player like this. I think you owe him at least to bring him over and say, hey, here's what's going on. What do you think?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would say this is...
Because he's not too happy about this move,
exactly.
From what I'm
told. So this is lessening when he becomes a free agent, which is coming down the pipeline pretty soon.
Right, don't do that.
This is you have at least put yourself behind the eight ball, I would say, in trying to acquire his services. Maybe you don't want his services. I don't know, but that seems quite silly to me. I want to know who the shortstop is that they're going to put there.
Well, I believe it's Nunez, who's the stolen base leader. They're moving him
from
second.
Who's at second?
Move him over, but it's not like they have somebody lined up. I think the whole thing is telling Abrams, you're making too many errors, so we're just taking you out, basically.
Hey, well, you know, I mean, I would think you'd have a conversation with him, for sure. I know Nunez can play, though. I've seen him. He's a good little ball player. I think he might, he'll be up for the challenge. We'll see. I think you should have gave. I think at the very least, though, you should have had that conversation with him. And maybe they did, and we just didn't know about it. But
whatever the case is, C.J. Abrams not in the lineup tonight. Wonder if that has any.
Well, we did, and I'm not saying that this. I'm not trying to throw C.J. Abrams under the bus, but we did see him in a casino last year. There were some rumors that he wasn't getting.
Was that last year or the year before?
I felt like it was last
year. Yeah, I thought that was kind of
behind
him.
It was 2 years ago because Martinez was the manager. Or was it last year?
I'll look it up. But anyway, I'm not saying that this is true, but maybe they just, as an organization and a player, they just don't see eye to eye.
I would think that unless there is something else that has popped off, that would not be sufficient enough. He is having a career year for the first time. All-star.
It was 2 years ago.
I know the Padre fans miss him dearly.
I was just about to say, I mean, come on, bring him back home in free agency.
All right, more important stuff. 49ers, Chargers. Preseason football tonight. 38.5 total points for the game.
Ooh.
I can't do a point spread for a preseason game, but I'll give you an over-under. Scrappy, you got good feels here tonight for your boys? Or 38.5, though.
I mean, I'm
21
gonna go
to 20 is a lot.
I'm going to go over. By the way, do you guys believe that Christian McCaffrey is not hurt or he's holding in for a new contract because he's not practicing? And they're saying that it's all good. It's not injury.
If I were the 49ers, I wouldn't let the guy near the field.
He would be bubble wrapped.
Yeah, he doesn't need to be out there practicing.
As much as you guys are about to hand him the ball anyway.
They said they're not going to do that this year because he can't handle it.
Yeah, I hope not.
It was 400-plus touches last year. And people are saying, the fantasy experts are saying, there's no way you want to draft him this year.
I won't.
They said the same thing last year. He scored more points than anybody.
I don't know if I'm listening to him again.
Yeah, I know.
You know who I'm not going to draft? Devon Achan. Because the Dolphins coach said he's going to run more than he's ever run in his life.
Okay.
That'd be why you want to get him.
But he's a small dude. He can't take a 400 carry or touch season.
Yeah, but with that offensive line, they're barely going to lay a hand on him. Come on. We're talking about some Hall of Famers.
It's not like he's going to have to shake two tackles in the backfield.
Didn't you see those guys block for Tua last year? I mean, come
on.
They
were pretty fantastic.
These are big-time blocking people.
I mean,
here.
Tua had to learn how to fall last year. So.
All right. So I guess we all went over the points. I didn't get a... Tony, what you under. You're going to go under. Okay. Mr. Mendoza for the Raiders tonight at Houston, 120 passing yards. Over, under. I don't know how you pick that, but...
I was listening to... Bussin' with the Boys?
Oh, yeah.
They had...
Taylor...
My man, he was offensive lineman for the Titans for a while. I can't remember his name.
Oh, Tunsil?
No. For the Titans.
Oh, Titans. I don't know.
I'll look it up real quick.
He had...
Taylor Luan?
Luan. Yeah. Luan, and then I can't remember the linebacker, but they had... what's the defensive tackle's name? Or defensive end name for the Raiders?
Max Crosby.
Crosby on there, and he was talking about probably the only quarterback in the quarterback room in all of the NFL with zero tattoos. Mendoza, and they got Cousins. Kirk Cousins.
Both of them, right?
I was thinking.
He said the whole room has no tattoos.
The whole room has no tattoos. Only says probably the only NFL room in all of football.
Max Crosby is covered in tattoos.
Yeah, he's fully
he's fully tatted.
Did you tell me that Cousins was upset that somebody touched his elbow the other day?
Yeah, he was upset in practice. He said, "This is how people get hurt."
Oh, it was Max.
That was a different situation.
Max is like notorious for
going
full speed and touching the quarterbacks all the time. And I guess there was a famous quote of him basically telling, if you don't like me touching the quarterbacks, get somebody in here who can block me.
Yeah, and if Kirk Cousins doesn't want to be touched, you went into the wrong profession, sir.
Kirk's like, I'm going to get destroyed during games. I don't need to get destroyed during practice.
My own teammates.
120 yards, Mendoza. I say goes over. I have no idea. Scraby?
I'm going to go under. They're really on the hype train, saying that he's like going to be Tom Brady. So
yeah, maybe. Tony? 120 over. He says Indiana. Good WNBA matchup. Indiana 2.5 favored at Dallas.
Ooh.
That's a Clark-Beckers matchup.
Again.
Indiana's
rematch.
Playing great basketball. I think they've kind of galvanized behind their coach, who takes endless heat every time she does anything out there.
What'd she say? 10 toes down.
She can't do anything right, according to the social media world. And her players have said, we got your back. And they're starting to play great. So I'll take Indiana on the road. Scraby.
That story was fantastic. Tony just almost threw a soccer ball at my face. I'll go Indiana as well.
I'm going Dallas.
Which, after all that, you're going Dallas anyway. Paige Beckers and Caitlin Clark head-to-head. Clark's favored by 3 points. Tony.
Yeah, I'll give it to Clark.
Clark. It's great.
This is how the rich stay rich. Going with Clark.
Oh.
Remember when Paige Beckers said that about gambling?
Oh, I like Paige Beckers here. I like Beckers. That's good enough.
Beckers.
I like Beckers. What?
I like Beckers.
I'm a fan of these kids, man. They can play.
They can play.
As we could just talk about their play, the WNBA would be all right. But they got a long way to go to get to there. By the way, tonight we should, I'm not going to wager on it because we have family connections, but tonight, Grand Canyon Soccer women's team taking on Buffalo, 7 p.m.
Wow.
Go Lopes.
In Buffalo?
No.
They're home, luckily.
Buffalo wanted to come out west.
Right. They don't have to go to Buffalo. You guys they're still 1-0, right?
Still
they got
1-0.
The one win last week over Arizona. That's a good win, isn't it?
Tough week. Buffalo, who's undefeated.
Is Buffalo good in soccer, apparently?
I think they're in the MAC.
Make them good?
No, I don't know. But I know Texas comes
in. Is the MAC a power conference in women's soccer?
I have no idea.
I know.
Do they have MACtion in women's soccer?
They definitely have MACtion.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
All right.
Now, we're going to finally get into Jaden Daniels on the other side, I think.
Lovely.
Oh, the five?
Can't wait.
Yeah. We haven't talked about that at all, really. Tony hasn't talked about it at all.
All right. Well, we got it coming up. And then after that, fun with football. That's right.
Yes,
Scrag.
New
don't
segment.
Don't you forget
new
it.
New segment alert.
I hate you guys.
Coming up, more Gwen and Chris.
.325 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Crisello, Matt Scraby. A lot of different things going on in the sports world. We haven't been able to hit on all of them. One of them is this whole Jaden Daniels.
That'll cost you.
Yeah.
Wait. There's a phone call for you from Jaden Daniels' mom.
So just for a recap,
Scraby does not like his mom.
Scraby doesn't.
I have a weird thing about helicopter parents. My parents were not helicopter parents, so it's not like I had helicopter parents. But let your son live his
life.
She's
his agent. She knows what's
that's
best.
That's fine. But if this was her doing, she did nothing to help her son. We should just stop
the conversation. If this were her doing, is there anything written that
he never even said that he said his team has some things to work out with LSU in a post that he made.
So how does mom get involved?
Because his mom is his team.
Scraby just wants his mom to be the problem.
He said that
his mom is his agent / marketing person / everything.
Why didn't he just say it was mom? Why would he say his
team?
Because
I'm sure that he has a couple other people working with him.
This all sounds like conjecture.
Hearsay.
Yeah.
Hearsay.
Sounds like hearsay.
Next witness, Your Honor.
It's proven that she is his agent.
No, that part's true. But in terms of when he said, my team, you have no proof that he was referring to his mom.
All right. Maybe he was talking about Brandon Ayuk.
Whatever. Anyway, the point
is... What did you think of all of this, Tony? They're making a huge deal out of nothing, isn't everybody? But it is kind of fun to do.
To give some context to folks who may not have heard this story, LSU, Jaden Daniels wore number 5 while he was an LSU Tiger.
And he won the Heisman.
He won the Heisman. They didn't win a national championship, but he won the Heisman. Fast forward to whatever said kid coming to LSU. He's been promised the number 5.
Big name guy.
One of the biggest recruits in the class.
Right. And it wasn't Lane Kiffin's fault. It was the other guy, Brian Kelly, who promised the kid that he'd get to wear number 5 when he got there.
Right. And by the way, Lane Kiffin realized this kid must be good because he is following through with whatever Brian Kelly has said. Right?
Yeah, Lane Kiffin's not going to get anything in the way of potentially winning some games. Yeah.
And I think all this was all fine and dandy until Jaden Daniels, it was reported that he sent a cease and desist to LSU on the number 5.
Or this, his mom did, according to Scraby.
Or his team.
As Scraby wants to put on
Google,
this
Google, who is Jaden Daniels' team? I was going to tell me Commanders.
This would set off a chain of events that have all made Jaden Daniels look kind of silly.
It's put him in a bad light, and I don't like this for him because he seems like a good guy, honestly.
He's one of the good guys. I think that's what the surprising part about this is he doesn't come off as a person that would send a cease and desist on a
number. But his mom does, right, Scrape?
Yeah. I'm reading. I'm trying to come up with some.
Nonetheless, I thought that's where the error took place. Him, his team.
Okay, here we go. Regina Jackson. Mother and agent, also she's an NFLPA certified agent.
We knew this already. We've already clarified
she also
that.
Serves as his business manager.
Okay,
so she makes all the decisions on his business dealings.
Scraby. Fine. If you feel comfortable blaming this lady for the cease and desist, have at it, buddy.
He's doing it, so you don't have. He doesn't need your okay.
Nope,
he's doing that.
Walking
anyway.
A tightrope on this one, but
either way, it put him in a bad light. And I'm pretty sure that he's probably regretting that came out at this point.
You think?
We haven't heard.
But the thing is, because of social media, everything's run away with this now. And every time somebody is in a situation where the number 5 comes up, the meme is or the joke is, well, we got to ask Jaden Daniels if we can even use 5.
Twitter remains undefeated.
So that's what's happened. That's why it's gotten crazy now.
There have been some really, really good ones.
There has been.
I must say,
I must say, I've giggled out loud a few times.
Do you guys feel like this is something that he shouldn't feel ashamed to ask for?
I would.
You would.
I would.
Daniels?
Yes.
You know
Daniels.
Why I would?
Do you think would you feel shame?
I would. If I were him, I would feel shame because, you know, to retire, I mean, you know how many people have, like, rolled through there that did more?
Joe Burrow, I don't believe, has his number.
He won a national championship, though.
And he had one of the best football seasons ever.
I don't even know what Joe Burrow's number was at Cincinnati, really, offhand.
Number 9.
Number 9?
Yeah. Oh. I just think it's...
Isn't he?
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
I think in some ways it speaks to a lack of humility. You know what I'm saying? Like, thinking that you were big enough to just retire the number forever.
But I hate to agree with Scraby's on ever, but I've seen the show Quarterback. It's on, was it Netflix or is it a different one? Netflix. And he's one of the guys this year. And I've enjoyed listening to him. His mom is kind of the bad guy. That seems to be the role she plays as his agent.
What do you mean by bad? Oh,
because
like
he's very nice. He's very accommodating. He wants to say yes all the time. He wants to be there. So somebody has to be, quote, the bad guy. So I could see her maybe thinking, I think erroneously, that, you know, my son shouldn't be disliked this. He should be wearing number 5. So I don't disagree with Scraby that this might be something that isn't even his own doing, but now it's kind of
hold up. That's not what Scraby said.
Right.
So let me
So what did I say?
Let's rewind that.
What did I say?
He did not say that this might not be his doing. He said his mom is the one who sent it.
That's not his doing.
But so are you standing on that?
I'm gonna say that.
And Chris, you are then agreeing that
I don't want to disparage Jay Daniels because I like the guy. He seems like
I'm
a good guy,
man.
But this did not help him.
No, we were all in agreement that this made him look crazy.
I'm taking a cue from the television show, and he seems like too nice of a guy to even care what number the guy at LSU is wearing. Just doesn't seem like it's something that would even show up on his radar.
It's like how
until somebody brought it to his attention.
Yeah,
most likely his mom.
It's like
there you have
it,
Scraby. I'm with you, babe.
Thank you.
Both of these two. You guys are
We're going down
first.
With the ship.
It's like how I keep begging to be inducted into the La Costa Canyon Football High School Hall of Fame, but I don't get any calls. So should I cease and desist that they, I don't know, they're using my name
It'd
or something?
There's one other thing here, Tony, that you haven't mentioned, but there's a tiny fly in the ointment, again, on the side of Jaden Daniels. The kid who wants this number and has to wear it because he wore it his whole life and his dad says, hey, it's our number. We were promised it. We got to wear it. The same kid last year as a freshman wore number 3. So he's speaking out of both sides of his mouth a little bit too.
Yeah, they say you can't say that you wore your
number. He wore number 3 where?
Last year at LSU.
Oh, he was at LSU.
Yes.
Somebody had 5?
I don't know, but he didn't wear it last year.
Didn't.
Now all of a sudden, it's the most important thing in the world to him.
I mean, so yeah, there's Jaden Daniels was once promised 5. He got to wear it. I mean, I'm just saying, like, this part of the whole thing, you bring a recruit in, you tell him one thing.
Yeah, but then why did he accept wearing number 3 last year? I mean, let's
because
get
maybe,
to the real bottom of this whole situation.
Is it possible that he was promised after whoever was wearing number 5 was done with it that he'd be given an opportunity?
I think all of Brian Kelly's promises are past the statute of limitations.
Yeah, I think Brian Kelly probably just makes promises just to make them. But if that's the case, if they told him we will retire your number, then I.
Wait. We talking about the retire part, or
no, we're
talking about
the kid wearing
it?
Number
oh, sorry,
5.
I tuned out for a second.
Okay, yeah.
Now that never happens.
Anyway, Jaden Daniels' mom needs to back off.
Let's get to break.
The fun football segment.
Fun football segment coming up next. Scraby's going to enjoy this, I have a feeling. More Gwen and Chris. 3:39 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby.
Scraby's excited.
He should be.
Fun with football.
I hate the name.
Another new segment.
I hate the name of this.
Why do you hate the name? Fun
what
with
if,
football.
What if
you're
assuming
win?
That we're going to have fun?
I think you will.
That's the guess.
Think you will.
So how do we do this, Chris?
Play some music.
Do I need
football
a piece
music.
Of paper?
Football music. You don't need any paper. All right, like any good fun with football game, we start with a coin flip.
Yeah.
Starting with a coin flip. Goodness. Scraby, you call it. Is it the face of Mr. Woods, or is it the wording Ben and Woods? You call it.
Heads will
be Woodsy.
Okay, I'll go heads.
It is heads.
Wow.
So you get the choice. Do you want AFC or NFC?
NFC.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
Or do you want to pick first or go first or second?
No, I know way more about the NFC. So
you're going
NFC.
Tony,
have
you don't
no
have
idea
the
what
AFC.
We're doing, but I'm going NFC.
But you get the choice. Do you want to go first or let him go first?
I'm going to let him go first.
Let him go first. All right. So, Scrib, you'll be first, and you're doing NFC.
Yes.
Tony's going for second. He's doing AFC. You're going to do one division at a time, and we'll rotate. You're both going to get 16 correct answers possible.
Is this just another way for me to lose Chris's Fantabulous Sports
Game Show? It's not the Fantabulous Sports Game Show, but it may sound a little like it until I tell you what we're doing. All you have to do is name each team, and I'll tell you, take you through the teams. Each team's current, according to the ESPN depth chart, backup quarterback.
Oh, man.
In the National Football League. How many of these do you know?
I know none.
Well, then it's a good chance for Scraby to win one.
I actually need a piece of paper just to, like...
You want to scribble names
okay,
down?
Okay, I mean, I'm going first.
Scraby, you're first, and we're going to start with the,
first.
The NFC West.
Yeah.
We're going to I'll just start you with the 49ers. I figure you can get that one.
Yeah, Mac Jones.
All right, you got a point there. How about Seattle Seahawks? Who's their backup quarterback?
Drew Lock?
Two for Scraby.
Wow.
You want to go for three with the Arizona Cardinals backup quarterback?
Oh, yes, it's Carson Beck or Jacoby Brissett, depending on who is
it's
going to be a starter.
It's what ESPN has on its depth chart right
Carson
now.
Carson Beck.
Incorrect.
Wow.
Carson Beck is third string. Gardner Minshew is the backup.
That is ridiculous.
It's their depth chart. Stop it.
That is ridiculous.
He's always complaining about this, the actual answer.
You're actually going to have fun because I don't know any.
None of this.
I barely know any.
None of this is my opinion. Rams, who's your backup quarterback?
Oh,
Scrib, you're doing all right.
Is it Stetson Bennett?
Wow. Scraby got three.
Oh, my God.
The only reason I know is because my friend, is a big Georgia fan and a Rams fan.
That's pretty good, Scrab. You got three.
And I can even name the Ty Simpson as third string.
All right, Tony. Well, best of luck. You got the AFC, my friend. Start with the West. Do you know who backs up Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City?
I don't.
You have a guess? No. Not even?
I was going to say Chad Henne.
Chad Henne. Yeah, you're a tad behind the times.
No, there's actually a
former NFL starter who's backing him up now.
Yeah.
Justin Fields is the answer.
Yeah. Right.
All right, Las Vegas, I think you can get that one. The Raiders backup currently.
It's Mendoza. Mendoza.
Mendoza is the backup. Cousins is the starter. How about the Chargers?
Nope.
Go Chargers, go.
They don't have old Easton Stick anymore?
I didn't say they didn't.
Oh,
I just saying you got a name.
I got nothing.
The worst draft choice in 49er history is the answer
Trey
to this
Lance
one.
Trey is Lance. Their back. Oh, man. For the, if Justin Herbert gets hurt, they are in trouble.
Denver Broncos. You have to think back to last year's AFC Championship game. I think he started the game.
He did.
He's their backup. Tony, can you remember?
Nope.
No. I know. Jared Stidham.
All right,
why do I know so much about backup quarterbacks?
We finally found a category you know something, Scraby. Back to you for the NFC South. Atlanta Falcons. Who's the backup?
I guess I would have to say... See, this is tricky.
Yeah?
Because I don't know what ESPN would say, but I'm going to say it's Penix.
Penix is the backup. Tua is listed as the starter. That's a bad year for the Falcons. Saints... Oh, you're doing good at those,
Tyler Shuck is the starter.
Wow. Scraby is all
over. Spencer Rattler, the backup.
Wow. 5-1.
This is pretty
mopping the floor with you.
This is pretty wild.
I'm just sitting here listening now.
Yeah, now I might even just have you do the AFC.
I don't know.
All right, do you know Tampa Bay's backup quarterback?
Ooh, that one's going to stump me. Obviously, Baker. No, I don't.
Jake Browning.
I would have never known.
Nope. Carolina. I think you'll get this. I know you.
Carolina, obviously Bryce Young. I cannot think of the backup. Oh! Is it Andy Dalton?
It is not. Oh. It is Small Hands himself.
Oh, Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Pickett. 5-1. Tony, you can get back in it, but you're going to need to get going here. Indianapolis Colts behind Daniel Jones is?
They just released Anthony Richardson, didn't they?
Did they?
I think so.
I can't help.
That's what I'm going with, even though.
You're going with him?
I'm going with him.
That's correct. He is still there. At least he's listed on the depth chart. Anthony Richardson.
Remember when they drafted him and just completely be the next forgot great about thing. Him?
It might have been that they're expecting him to be the third string or something like that. We'll see.
Well, he's still there in the second spot. Houston Texans, who backs up C.J. Stroud. They might need whoever this is because C.J. Stroud was terrible last year in the playoffs, at least.
Don't got one.
Scraby, want to guess Davis Mills?
Oh, I should have known that.
Tennessee Titans, who's behind Cam Ward? This is another horrible draft choice.
Oh, the mayonnaise guy.
The mayonnaise guy.
What is his name?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's the mayonnaise guy? I'll give it to him, mayonnaise guy.
Well, is that who this is? I don't
know.
Yes,
definitely it is. Him.
Will Levis?
No.
Oh,
no, sorry,
no,
not him.
Oh, he's the mayonnaise guy, though.
Okay. Well, this answer is Mitchell Trubisky. Oh. Still getting a paycheck. And Jacksonville, I don't think you have any shot. Although he played for the 49ers at one time. Silence is golden.
Nope.
Nick Mullins.
I wasn't going to guess that one.
That guy's
all right, 5-2 is the official score. Scraby, back to you. Dallas.
See, I don't know anymore because Cooper Rush was the guy. I don't know.
It is now Joe Milton III.
Oh, I should have known that because Jerry Jones.
What school did he go to?
I'm not sure, but he played for the Patriots. Jerry Jones, very, very excited about him.
Yeah, good for him. Philadelphia, who backs up Jalen Hurts? Scraby's
starting to fade.
Spading. He might leave the door open for you,
he
Tony.
Can leave it never, wide open. I
you still don't think you can
Eagles.
Walk through.
The Eagles.
Is it? No, it's not. I don't know.
Andy Dalton.
Oh, come on!
Sorry. Washington Commanders.
I know they haven't. I don't know that one either.
Really?
Yeah.
I would think this is one you'd know. Heisman Trophy winner. Marcus Mariota.
I should have known
just
that.
Just got hurt.
New York Football Giants. I think another Heisman Trophy winner is backing up there.
Oh.
You know this one?
I know this one.
Maybe I'll give you a chance to steal, Tony. Get back in the game.
Why am I not
Scraby?
Remembering this?
Giants?
I don't know.
Tony for the steal.
Jameis Winston?
Jameis
Winston. I'm giving Tony a point. He needs it.
I started talking too much trash.
It's 5-3. All right, Tony, you're down 2. How about Baltimore? Do you know is behind Lamar? Played a lot last year.
Is it Ty Huntley?
Huntley is right.
He's still there, huh?
5-4. Pittsburgh, behind Aaron Rodgers.
I think I know.
Oh, is this still my guy? I don't think it's my guy no more, is it? I don't know his name, so I know.
He's best friends with Myles Garrett. I know that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's who your guy. Yeah.
Is
Do you
it Rudolph?
Remember his name? He got it in time.
Oh, no, come on.
Who cares?
I thought it was Drew Aller, honestly.
No, it's Rudolph. Cincinnati. Tony, you might know this one straight up. You might. Might not.
I think I know it.
I would have said Browning. No, so I don't know this
Oh,
one.
Browning, yeah. That was the old...
Is it Mr. Flacco?
Joe Flacco. I'll give Scraby
a
steal. 6-5, Scraby.
Flacco.
How about Cleveland? You know this one, I think, Tony. Back up right now.
Man, who's the starter, though?
Yeah, it's a good question.
You
I'm going to say...
Right
Shadur
is the backup. Deshaun Watson's listed as a starter. All right, somehow, someway, we've arrived at the final division, 6-6. Fun
wait,
with football.
What? Wait, all of a sudden, no, give him, take away that point that he got, that
no,
I gave him.
No, I gave you a point for stealing one, and he gave him
okay,
a point for stealing
right.
one. You guys
oh
have both
gosh.
Stolen one.
I'm going to lose this game.
Probably. Minnesota Vikings, I think you're going to get this one, Scrab.
J.J. McCarthy.
J.J. is right. Although he's quickly...
He's starting.
He might lose to eventually to
Carson Wentz. I can't believe Carson Wentz is the third
string. He's third string now. Green Bay.
They had to bring someone new in.
Dun, dun.
Green Bay. I don't know.
Tyrod Taylor is now backing up there. Wow. Chicago Bears. Not easy.
Oh, is it, shoot, I know this.
Apparently you don't.
Oh, gosh. He played okay while he was in... Oh, no. Hold on.
Oh, no.
We have to hold on while you look it up?
No, it's going to come to me. Is his name Tyler something?
It is not, but it's close, so I can tell you that. It's Tyson Bagart. I'm not
That's
giving
it
to you. Last one, Detroit. Back up. You're up only 7-6.
Tony can win
this game when it gets to his last opportunity.
I'm feeling... nervous.
The pressure. See, you were smart to go second, Tony. Because even though you don't know any of these, the pressure is crushing him now.
Crushing
he knows
him.
All of these, but he can't come up with any of them. Detroit Lions backup is... Going to have to pass, it sounds like.
Gus Frerotte.
Gus Frerotte. Josh Dobbs is now backing up there.
The scientist or whatever. All right. Call him.
So here we go. We've come down to the final division, and the fun with football. Isn't this fun?
Someone said you miscounted it. I'm up 6-5.
No, I gave each person one for a steal, which put it to 7-6, but thank you for that. No big deal.
Thank you,
Carlos. It's a one-point game either way. Tony, you need one to tie, two to win, but I will tell you, you're going to be challenged. Let's start with the Buffalo Bills. Who is the backup to Josh Allen? Obviously, he doesn't get to play a whole lot. Josh Allen doesn't come out ever.
I have no idea.
It was Terod Taylor for a
while. It was Terod. It's actually a guy named Allen. Kyle Allen, maybe?
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Oh, that's
another
guy.
Allen. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll go to the New York Jets. If you get this one, I think you just win the game. Sorry, I shouldn't even be giving you a clue, but I've never heard of this guy.
I knew Tyson Bagent. Bagent.
The Jets starter, by the way, is Geno Smith. The backup.
No idea.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he could. Jump off, you know, stand at the top of the Empire State Building and no one would know.
Who?
Cade Klubnik.
Yeah.
Yeah, never heard of him.
No.
All right, you got two left for the tie. You need one, Tony. New England Patriots. Eh. If he can get it.
It was Joe Milton III.
Well, that's not him.
I've got nothing.
Yeah,
I got
too
nothing
bad.
Either.
He's a New Yorker guy, another famous New York kid now with the Patriots. Tommy DeVito.
Oh, it's Tommy Cutlets.
Tommy DeVito.
Tommy Cutlets.
And you got one last shot for the tie, Tony. The Miami Dolphins. Who backs up Malik Willis?
I hear Chris talking about this all the time, and I can't even think about it.
I have no idea.
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
Scraby, you've won one. See? Quinn Ewers is who you were
looking
for.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Duh.
You guys ended up getting about half of the backup quarterbacks between the two of you.
It gets a little fuzzy.
Gets fuzzy.
Very fuzzy.
I mean,
got to give those guys a little love, though. They don't get their names mentioned after, like,
I mean,
next
they're
week.
Great
I mean,
money
that was a great
nothing.
Subject for you, Scrape.
Was this a fun? Did you have fun, Tony?
Not as much as you thought you might.
You're hoping it would be a little more
I
giddy.
I was going to have a lot more fun.
A little more giddy. I'll try to be more fun next
Augie
time.
Augie says that Klubnik was decent at Clemson. So there
Klubnik
you go.
At yeah. Clemson. There
yeah,
you go.
Klubnik at Clemson. Klubnik at Clemson.
Gotcha. Okay.
What made you come up with this?
Not sure. Because I was actually, I'll tell you why. I was going through depth charts myself just to look for the fantasy draft because a lot
this
of teams
guy,
I don't know
guy
who's
guy
playing.
Insane.
You are a nutbag with this whole.
I'm telling you.
Fantasy I was going
draft.
Through depth charts. I wanted to, like, who is the starting running back now for Washington? Like, I didn't know. I had to look it up.
Who is it?
I believe it's Jacoby Merritt Kroski.
Oh,
whatever that guy's
the law
name
firm
is.
Or whatever.
It's a long name.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I saw some of these backup quarterbacks, so I thought it might be fun to remember
them. He's part of the law firm,
because
isn't Westbrook, wasn't he?
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, for sure. Let's get to break.
I can't handle this. Fantasy
this guy.
This is a lot.
Let's get to break. 4 o'clock hour on the way. More Gwynn and Chris.